He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the February 23rd, the Monday live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in downtown San Diego. Well, we had records last week in the market. We're starting off a little bit sluggish here this morning, but it's not so bad. The Dow is down 50 points right now. That's just 0.3%. The Dow is at 18,000. That's right, 18,086. I think when I got in the business, it was around 3 or 4,000. So I've seen quite the ride over the last 21 years or so. The S&P 500 is down almost 5 points right now. The S&P 500 is at 2,105. That's right, 2,105 is where the S&P is right now. And the NASDAQ closing in on 5,000, which begs the question. The last time we hit 5,000, we were in one heck of a bubble. Are we entering into a bubble again? Well, we're going to look at that question today. The NASDAQ is at 4,950. It's down about 6 points right now. Crude oil is backing off, and I think that has something to do with the market pulling back a little bit here. Crude oil is back down to $49.36 per barrel. It was up to $52.53 here recently. Seeing a little settling there. Inventory continues to build. Gold continues to find no traction whatsoever. $12.07 now on gold. The euro's at 1.135. Little rebound here. And the 10-year yield is at 2.08%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we've had records in the market recently, haven't we? We've had new records, all-time highs in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. All-time highs in the S&P 500, but not the NASDAQ yet. The NASDAQ hit a high of 5,046 back in March of what year? 2000. That's right. Here we are 15 years later, and we're still looking for those new all-time highs, which tells you a little bit about how overvalued the NASDAQ was back in that time frame of the year 2000. And today I thought we would take a look at some bubblicious. Are we in bubblicious territory once again in the NASDAQ? Because the last time the NASDAQ hit 5,000, we crashed clear down to 1,200. Ouch! More than 70%. Now that we're approaching 5,000 again, are we entering into valuation bubble area? Well, we'll take a look at that today. That's really been on my mind recently. Meanwhile, Greece has gone to the back burner. Once again, we don't like Greece on the front burner. That'll cause a fire, right? Well, Greece has gone to the back burner for now as they've got a 3 to 4 month extension. They're hoping that Germany and the EU will soften a little bit in that time frame. I don't know that they will. And I think that the Greeks, or the Germans and the European Union, on the other hand, are hoping that the Greeks will face reality during the next several months. But whatever, it's gone to the back burner for now. And, you know, the European stocks are starting to really take off now. That was kind of one impediment that was holding it back a little bit. We're going to take a little bit of a look at European stocks, European markets today and this week, because that's where the money's flowing. That's where the ink is flowing right now. That's where the money is being printed. That's a very important factor in the global economy. Meanwhile, Israel becomes the 20th central bank to loosen monetary policy in 2015. The 20th central bank to loosen monetary policy as they head towards a zero interest rate policy. ZIRP, we call it. The U.S. still has a zero interest rate policy. How low can you go? Well, you can't go any lower, can you? The only way you can go from here is up. But the money's flowing around the world. The printing presses are working overtime, and that continues to propel equities. That continues to propel stocks. At least when we went through the macro picture of the market last week, for the 71st month in a row, stocks were still the better place to be. Meanwhile, a little bit of news on a few of the best stocks now. I see that Valiant, VRX, has bought Salix Pharmaceuticals over the weekend. You would expect Salix to be way up today. Instead, it's Valiant that's way up. And that is a stock that we own here at Gunderson Capital Management. Last time I looked, it was up $25 per share. Now, the big question that we need to look at today, because we're going to go through the macro picture of the market. We're seeing new highs in the NASDAQ. We're approaching new all-time highs. We're seeing new highs in the semiconductor stocks. We're seeing new highs in the lot of individual semiconductor stocks. We're seeing new highs in Apple, new all-time highs, and that's part of the drive, part of the move behind this NASDAQ right now. We're seeing new highs in the biotech index, in the biotech sector, an area that I still remain heavily weighted in. We're seeing new highs amongst software stocks. We're seeing new highs all over the place. This begs the question, doesn't it? What about valuation? Because performance and new highs is one half of the equation, at least from my perspective. We were hitting new highs back in 2000, weren't we? But was anybody asking the question, what about value? Obviously not, because the NASDAQ went from 5046 clear down to 1200 some odd, like 80, 79, 73%, something like that. And now as we're hitting new highs again, we are going to ask the question, what about value? Where are we right now from a value perspective? Are we entering into bubble territory? The other half of my equation is valuation. And when markets go up, valuations go higher. P/E ratios go higher. Forward P/E ratios go higher. Is this the time to start being cautious about valuations in the market? Where are we in the overall scheme of things? What are the leading indexes in the world right now? They're printing money all over the world. Are there cheaper markets than the U.S. right now? Has the U.S. market gotten a little bit bloated here? And don't forget that the U.S. markets have outperformed international markets now for the last several years. Has that created opportunity in other places around the world? Well, that's the subject of today's show. We're going to take a look at the sectors of the market. What are the leading sectors in the market? Are they getting bloated? Lots to take into account today, because we know that at some point in the future, the bull market that began in March of 2009 is going to come to a screeching halt. And a bear market at some point in time is going to take over. Is that not almost a certainty? And what will the damage be? I don't know. I've seen 70% damage to the NASDAQ in 2000. I saw 53% damage to the S&P 500 this last time around. That's why I always look ahead, look down the road, trying to make money as long as we can in this bull market, which we've been in now for almost 6 years. But at the same time, one eye is in the rearview mirror. And one of the biggest fears that always, I mean, it's like that big truck coming up behind you. You better get out of the way or he's going to kick up dirt and ice and snow and all kinds of gravel all over your car is the valuation monster. We need to pay close attention to valuation. That is going to be one of the key subjects of today's show. We're going through the macro picture, which we do on a weekly basis. Is it still safe to be in the stock market? This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, whenever I hear the word new highs, whenever the market seems to get a bit euphoric, which you would have to say, there's a little bit of euphoria in the air these days, isn't there? You got the Dow above 18,000, you've got the S&P above 2,100, and you've got the NASDAQ closing in on its all-time high above 5,000, which it hasn't seen since the year 2000. You have to ask yourself, and I addressed this last week, are we entering into another bubble? Well, let's take a look at some facts right now. Let's begin with the S&P 500. 500 stocks, pretty good cross-representation from all walks of life, energy stocks, technology stocks, building stocks, aerospace stocks, transportation stocks, consumer stocks, pretty much a cross-section of the U.S. economy. The P.E. ratio of the S&P 500 right now is about 19.92, just a shade under 20. Now, if we go back to the S&P 500 in the year 2000, this is before the big crash, the S&P 500 had gotten up to a P.E. ratio of 42. So on the one hand, you could say, well, Bill, we're traveling. We are only at one half of the P.E. ratio of that bubble that we hit back in the year 2000, 2001, around in there when the P.E. got to 42 on the S&P 500. We're only half of that. We're right around 20 right now. However, having said that, when you look at the long-term average P.E. ratio of the S&P 500, it doesn't usually venture too much further than 20. And that's where we're at right now. In fact, if you look clear back to 1928, I see the S&P 500 bumping its head on 20 many times over the years. That seems to be a resistance level. That seems to be a level where people really take notice, unless the market and the economy are really going good, and unless there's nowhere else to invest, and that's kind of one of those areas that we're in right now. There's not a lot of other places to invest. So I would say that the S&P 500 can definitely trade at a level higher than 20, but I would also say that we have now reached fair value in the S&P 500, which represents U.S. stocks. We're entering into a danger zone, not a bubble zone. I mean, bubble, we went to 42 back in the year 2000. And in fact, for 12 years, from 1992 to 2004, we traded above 20 times earnings on the S&P 500. And we could very well do that again. We could trade above 20 for the next 12 years once again and build that big bubble again that we did in the year 2000. But history really isn't on our side. Because if you take away that one little 12-year period of time, over the long haul, the S&P 500 has not ventured above 20 very often. So I think being in this fair valuation territory is something to keep in mind right now. We have a new worry, okay? We just got Greece behind us. And we've gotten Ukraine pretty much behind us. The problem is still there, but the market's gotten used to it. We're dealing with the fact that there will be an interest rate increase at some point in time. There will be a Fed rate hike, and I got to believe that the Fed is looking at the P.E. ratio of the S&P 500 and saying, you know what? It needs to slow down a little bit here. We don't want to get into the same mess that we got into 15 years ago. It would seem to me that that would be one of the factors that they would take into account this year and more than likely hike interest rates. All of this kind of means that, you know, the S&P probably doesn't have extraordinarily high upside potential from here. I put out a target price at the beginning of the year of 2150 on the S&P 500. That was based on $130 in earnings, which is still the estimate. And I believe I used a multiple of about 17.5 or so, which could go higher. But here we are, we're already at 2100. And the economy is not picking up that quickly to support higher multiples. So I think that we do need to keep in mind right now that we've entered into fair valuation territory on the S&P 500. What does this mean for you? Well, before we get to that, let's next look at the NASDAQ. Oh, the NASDAQ. Oh, that big culprit that has now starting to finally, after 15 years, get back close to that all-time high of 4,048. How overvalued was the NASDAQ at that point in time 15 years ago? It was trading at triple digits, well over 100 times earnings. How far ahead of itself was the valuation of the NASDAQ back then? Well, it's taken 15 years to work off that excess valuation. We had 15 years of growth that never happened back then. Anticipated growth that never came to fruition, built into the NASDAQ that we've been working off for the last 15 years. Now, with the P.E. ratio of the S&P 500 currently at 19.92, where are we at with the NASDAQ right now? Are we approaching those triple-digit figures once again? No. The current P.E. ratio of the NASDAQ is 21.33. Having said that, we are approaching a new five-year high as far as P.E. ratio on the NASDAQ. This could also tend to put a little bit of a lid and start to slow down the advance in the NASDAQ quite considerably. 21.33 looks like it's running into resistance to me. And while it can still trade higher, we're not in the bubble territory. We're not in the triple digit territory that we were back in the year 2000. But we're bumping our head against valuation resistance. If you look, I put a chart in my newsletter. Look, get the newsletter just to look at those two charts. The long-term history of the S&P 500 P.E. ratio and the long-term history of the NASDAQ P.E. ratio. I drew a resistance line. Take a look at where we're at in relation to that resistance line. You can go to my website, pwstreet.com, and sign up. We'll email the newsletter to you today. Look at these charts. What do they mean? When we come back, we'll discuss this further. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we take a look every week, once a week, at the macro picture of the market. When we look at the performance side of the equation, no problems there. You got the S&P 500 hitting new all-time highs. You've got the NASDAQ closing in on its all-time high. You have the Dow hitting new all-time highs. But what about the other half of the equation? My whole Best Stocks Now concept includes valuation. I was around in the year 2000 when the NASDAQ traded above 100 times earnings, and then it had its comeuppance. I have been very, very value conscious ever since. I learned a great lesson during that period of time, as did many people. If they're still around to tell about it, that valuation does matter. You better pay attention to valuation. When a market goes from 5,000 clear down to 1,100, there was obviously a big problem. You were in a bubble back then. And yet the experts, the so-called experts, were telling us that no, with all these dot-coms, we've entered into a new paradigm. It really was an amazing time. And it won't be the last bubble that we'll ever see. There will be more bubbles. In fact, we've seen bubbles since then. We've seen bubbles in single-family homes, haven't we? We've seen bubbles in other areas of the market, which begs the question, are we falling into a bubble territory once again? Well, no, we're not in a bubble territory. But at the same time, we're entering, in the U.S. at least, and remember, this is a global market, in the U.S. at least, while the momentum and while the performance is still there, we are now raising valuation concerns. I just gave you something more to worry about. Well, there's always something to worry about in the market, but valuation's a big worry. I mean, that could be a big lid that's put on the U.S. market. In the meantime, money continues to flow out of the bond market, interest rates continue to go higher, and money continues to flow into the stock market. Are these people that are late to the game? The market's been going up for 6 years now. The bull market has been going up for 6 years. Well, as we look at the asset class rankings right now, which provides us with a big clue, the first thing I look at in my top-down approach, the macro picture of the market, which we go through once a week and which I go through in my newsletter every single weekend, ranks the 34 asset classes. 10 of the top 10 right now continue to be U.S. stocks. It's been that way for a long time now. It shouldn't surprise you that the NASDAQ, which I consider an asset class, is the number one ranked asset class in the entire database right now. And right behind it are more U.S. risk-on types of asset classes, mid-caps, small-caps, micro-caps. They're all there. What do they have in common? They're stock, they're not bond, and they're U.S. related. And now we see a bit of a dilemma starting to come about. The U.S. stocks are beginning to get fairly valued here. Doesn't mean that they can't become overvalued, but you have to realize and you have to know that you're buying into a markets right now that are pretty much becoming fairly valued here in the U.S. Now, that's not to say that there still aren't buys and bargains in the U.S. It still is a market of stocks after all, but as a market itself, with the S&P currently just a shade under 20 times earnings and the NASDAQ at a shade of 21, over 21 times earnings, I think we need to at least make note of that. Okay, and as we look at the worst ranked asset classes in the world, they're still the same ones. Being short the market's the worst place you can be. Owning gold and silver, not a good place to be. The emerging market's still not a good place to be. And that's one of the reasons why the U.S. continues to go higher and has now reached this fair valuation territory. Now remember, doesn't mean that stocks won't trade at overvaluation, that the market won't trade at overvaluation. This happens all the time. But the informed person realizes that, you know what? These single-family homes are getting up to where they shouldn't be. You know, I don't think I'm going to buy one here, right? That would have been back in the year 2008. And right now, I think the informed investor, which I'm trying to inform you here, is saying at least, you know, overall, this market's getting fairly valued. And you have to keep that in mind, okay? So then what do? Well, we look around the world next. Because there may be other opportunities that are arising in other parts of the world. As I look at all of the indexes around the world, I track 77 indexes around the world. Guess what I'm starting to see show up in the top 10 indexes? Well, I see Ireland. I see the Europe small caps. I see a few representatives from Europe right now. I also see a little bit of China in there, those China A shares. The U.S. is starting to disappear just a little bit after dominating the indexes over the last several years. Now, the one that really caught my eye over the weekend was an exchange-traded fund. The symbol is DFE. It's the Wisdom Tree Europe Small Cap Dividend Fund. You can go to the ETF Encyclopedia. You can put in that symbol, DFE, and you can see what it's made up of. You'll see a lot of stocks in there that you've probably never heard of. I think the top holding is Drillisch, which is a German telecom company. I'm embarking on a project this week to add a lot of these European small caps into my app because for the first time in a long time, they're starting to make some noise. It should also be noted that the PE ratio of Europe right now, the European index, is 13.8. And as I said earlier, the PE ratio of the S&P 500 right now is 19.92. Let's just call it 20. Well, we deserve a little higher PE ratio right now. We're growing faster. But also keep in mind that we're not printing money anymore. We're not stimulating the economy. Oh, we're still borrowing. Somebody's got to pay for all the spending that's going on. But the quantitative easing in the U.S. is over. The big win that propelled this market to 20 times earnings, which has got to be a concern for the Fed, is now over. And where did the printing presses go to? Well, they're fired up in Europe right now to the tune of $60 billion per month. I will be spending overtime looking for opportunities around the world and cheaper markets around the world. I looked at a list, in fact, over the weekend of countries around the world and what their current PE ratios are. Well, I mean, the cheapest PE ratio in the world is Greece right now. So just because it's a cheap PE ratio, you also have to ask yourself, why is it a cheap PE ratio? But for the most part, the underpriced markets are showing up in a lot of European countries. And there's some stellar European stocks within those indexes that are a lot cheaper right now, especially when you consider that the PE ratio of Europe right now is 13.8 and the PE ratio of the US S&P 500 right now is 20. The NASDAQ is 21.3. Well, we're seeing some opportunity come along in other places around the world. Now, there's even cheaper markets than Europe, but there are also places that have severe problems right now. Places like Latin America, Brazil, Argentina. I wouldn't touch those markets. Africa's cheaper too. Would you touch that market? Turkey's a cheap market right now. Would you touch that market? Egypt's a cheap market right now. No, we seem to be kind of zeroing in here. From a fishing perspective, I think we need to start reading some topography maps and some underwater maps to find out if there are some opportunities rising in Europe right now, because I'm seeing the European indexes. Look at a chart of DFE. Look at a chart of EFA, another European index, and how they're starting to break out. And how, from a valuation point of view, they're a heck of a lot cheaper than the U.S. right now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
The
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I had a little bit of time, finally, on Saturday, just for a few hours late in the afternoon as I got the newsletter out. I had realized something big in the newsletter as I did my studies on Thursday and Friday and a little bit. Actually, I sent out the newsletter Friday night. I realized that, you know, we have entered into fairly valued territory in the market. Doesn't mean that the markets can't go higher, but it's definitely a big worry that I've added to my worry list. And it caused me to look elsewhere around the world, and I came to the realization that Europe was a lot cheaper. And I'm starting to see some European stocks break out. And add to that that they now have the wind at their back. While we have the wind in our face, we will have the wind in our face. And that comes from the Fed. But I did have a chance to get out and go fishing a little bit. My son-in-law was in town as he awaits the letter from the dental school that he will be accepted to so that he can begin the next phase of his journey. He was here with his wife and our grandchild, and we found out there's another grandchild on the way. And I also found out that my son here, who works side by side with me, I got another grandchild on the way there. So it's been a very big week for the Gunderson family. It was time to go fishing. And I went into the back bay, and, you know, I noticed that I checked the tides. The tides were just right, perfect. From 1 to 4 p.m. was just the tide I liked to fish. Went way back in where nobody hardly ever goes. I had my son-in-law armed with a 6-pound test and light trout rods. We went hunting with our little lures. And I looked on my fish finder, and I saw, you know, some fish down there. And I said, look, they're in the shallows right here right now. They're feeding. We started throwing our lures, and pretty much for the next 2 hours, it was almost every cast, you know, where we were getting, not the biggest. They were about 10 to 12-inch fish, but they fight like the dickens on 6-pound test. We caught them right in the right spot, right at the right time. We were the only ones there. We had it all to ourselves, which there's usually not too many people back there. But anyways, the stock market's the same way. I'm seeing the tide right now beginning to maybe ebb here in the U.S. It's been going for 6 years now. The Fed is no longer behind us. I mean, they were greasing the skids for a long time. And then even though I still own a lot of U.S. stocks, I can see maybe over the next several months as some of my stocks come to fruition. I made a few replacements last week, which you can see in the newsletter. I upgraded a couple of them. But I'm going to make a very big effort here in the next several days to really get a lot of European stocks into my database. I already have a lot of indexes. I already have a lot of ETFs, etc., mutual funds, etc., but I smell opportunity there. I see a PE ratio of 13.8 and one of 21 here in the U.S., and I see quantitative easing there and quantitative easing ending here. Now, I may not find anything, although I've added quite a few European stocks recently to my model portfolios. I'm finding things from other countries right now that fit my profile a little better, which is half valuation and half performance. The performance is still here in the U.S., but the valuation's beginning to dry up. And it's time to at least have an open mind towards looking around other areas of the world for better buys. Places where they have the wind behind their back right now. This just makes logical sense. So in coming days, in coming weeks, in coming newsletters, in coming push notifications, I'll be letting you know what I'm letting go, what I'm selling, and what I'm replacing it with. And I'm definitely going to have a focus right now, more of a focus than before, on valuation, because we are entering into fair valuation territory in the U.S. Anyways, you can get my newsletter. I try to keep you in the right places of the market. When I take people fishing, I want them to catch fish more than anything. I don't want to go out there and throw lures for a couple of hours and come back empty-handed. That's rare. that happens to. That rare that it happens on my boat, but, you know, there are times when it's just impossible, the weather or whatever, the tides, the moon, you know all the excuses we have as fishermen. But we usually put some fish on the boat, and it's because I try to do all my research and all my homework. I talk to as many people as I can, experts that are out there more often than I am, and I try to zero in, and I want to catch you some fish, too. I want to see you enjoy some of the winners that we've nailed in the markets here in the last several years. Anyways, you can go to my website at pwstreet.com. Take a look at the newsletter. Look. This is a fishing guide's map, a guy that fishes these waters every day. This is my report. This is where I'm finding the fish biting, and these are some of the best spots that I can find at the current time. And from time to time, the fish make major moves, and you got to follow the fish. And it's the same way in the stock market. Sometimes markets around the world make major moves. There's major shifts of money from here to there, or from there to here. And back and forth again. And I do my best through the show and in the money that I manage and through the newsletter that I put out every single week to show you those areas. You want to be on the receiving end. You want to be parked there when that money comes flowing into those areas of the market. And you don't want to be in the areas of the market that the money's flowing out of, do you? PWStreet.com. Sign up. We send our newsletter every single week. For the first 4 weeks, I send my full newsletter, which also goes to all my clients and subscribers. Shows you all my model portfolios, everything I bought and sold during the week. And I do my darndest to try to find the very best income stocks, the very best aggressive growth stocks, the very best conservative stocks, the very best mutual funds. And lastly, as you probably have figured out, I do manage money. That's what I do 10 or 11 hours a day during the week, during weekdays. Sometimes I break away, do a little fishing on Saturdays, fish for a different kind of lunker. But during the week, I'm looking for those trophy fish. We've got one here again today as we begin a new week, Variant Pharmaceutical, which is one of the biggest winners in the market today. Anyways, give us a call. We'd be happy to discuss with you our money management style here at Gunderson Capital Management. 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.